You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Okay, well, good afternoon. My name is Stephen Pfeiffer. I'm a senior fellow here at the Brookings Center on the United States and Europe. I'm pleased to welcome you to all today's discussion. Ambassador Motsyk, we're delighted that you could join us. Ukraine regained its independence 20 years ago following the collapse of the Soviet Union. And at that time, for many observers, Ukraine seemed to have all of the ingredients to be a success story. You had a talented and well-educated workforce, proximity to Europe, an agricultural sector that was the breadbasket of the Soviet Union, and you had significant industrial assets. But I think looking back, we underestimated the challenges that Ukraine faced. Really, there were sort of three revolutions that Ukraine had to go through. First of all, going from a command economy to an open, competitive market economy. Second, going from a political system dominated by the Communist Party to hopefully a modern European democracy. And third, developing an independent foreign policy. Today, 20 years later, when you look back on Ukraine, you can say Ukraine has made progress, in some areas significant progress, but probably not as much progress as we would have liked to have seen. The economy is growing. It's recovered following the collapse of the 1990s, and you can see market mechanisms, but still corruption is too prevalent. And on the part of some in the leadership, there's an inability to separate state and national interest from individual and corporate interest. Despite the hopes generated by the Orange Revolution, the last year and a half have not been good for democracy within Ukraine. There's been backsliding on a range of issues, and of course, yesterday's announcement of the verdict in the trial of Yulia Tymoshenko. And finally, Ukraine still seems to be having some difficulties in defining that balance between its relationship with Russia and its relationship with the West. So today, Ukraine faces some tough questions, but it also has opportunities if it makes the right policy choices. And to explore the issues that Ukraine faces and also the opportunities before it, we are delighted to have Vitaly Klitschko. He is the chairman of the Ukrainian Democratic Alliance for Reform, UDAR, which stands for Fist in Ukrainian and Strike in Russian. And I think that that's not a coincidence. he's also been for several years now a member of the Kiev City Council. And finally, something that we don't always have in terms of a speaker at Brookings, he's a three-time and current world heavyweight boxing champion. So he will speak for a few minutes, share his thoughts, and then we'll open up the discussion to questions and answers. So, Mr. Klitschko, we're delighted to have you. Welcome to Brookings.
First of all, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. Dear friends, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation for Brookings Institute. And I'm very happy to be here, to change the opinion, to discuss about Ukraine, to explain about Ukraine. First of all, I'm sorry for my English. It's a pretty long time I don't speak English, and that's why I make a mistake. I apologize for that, but I hope everybody understands what I say. I want to introduce me. Many of you know me as athlete, as heavyweight champion of the world. I am very proud to have the same belt, the same title what have many years ago Muhammad Ali. But I stay here today not as a sportsman, not as an athlete. I came right now to Washington as leader of young party from Ukraine, UDAR. It means not fist, not punch. It means Ukrainian Democratic Alliance Reform. And about Ukraine, I know it's many of you know Ukraine, the second largest country in Europe, and 46 million of people, and I just listen, we talk, we just a couple of months ago, we have celebration, 20 years independence of Ukraine. Big celebration, big numbers. It's not, we can't compare 20 years ago, we starting to build new country, independent country, country with equal opportunities for everyone, Ukrainian citizen, and we try to build democracy. And today we have we build wild capitalism. What does it mean, wild capitalism? We can compare to the United States. We have more than 200 years experience of democracy and total different capitalism as we have in Ukraine. Wild capitalism, it's mean without rules. Without rules is main point in your country. Main value, it's freedom. Main value is human. In Ukraine, if I talked about wild capitalism, main value is the money. I remember this day, 1991, after perestroika time, we decide everybody to be independent, to build new country. We have a dream. Right now it's 20 years going, and many of Ukrainians give a question. We are happy what we built. And better than somebody explains the numbers. More than 60% of people in Ukraine have opinion. Ukraine developed wrong direction. They is unhappy where we go. Everybody understand we want to build democratic country. Everybody have a chance to travel around the world and see what is mean world standards of life, European standards of life. And many of Ukrainian was many times in Europe and see the quality of life, standards of life, and try to build exactly the same in Ukraine. We try. Many times we see what we have to, we know what we have to change, and many politicians in Ukraine explain good stories what we have to change. And nothing happens in 20 years. Maybe we're doing something wrong. Maybe we have wrong goals. It's a good question. Just a couple of weeks ago, I received a question. Vitaly, we don't understand, who are you? Are you a politician or are you a sportsman? Can I say I'm a sportsman as hobby? 90% of my time I invest in politics. And just 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I make my hobby in Wrocław, in Poland. I have a fight against Polish guy, and many of boxing fans can see the fight because HBO broadcast the fight to the United States. Not about the fight, about impression what I get in Poland. I was in Poland in the beginning of 90s. We have almost the same stat position as Poland, Ukraine, Slovakia, Czech Republic, Hungary. Right now, as Ukrainian, I see huge difference of changes in Poland, and huge difference between Ukraine and Poland also. Today is Poland part of European Union. I don't want to explain about life standards. It's also a big difference. Why? Poland can do that? We can't. Very simple answer. If you come to Ukraine and listen, what say politician is true, is right, is good. But many of them, every Ukrainian politician explains good story, good examples, brings good ideas. But between the ideas and to realize these ideas is huge way. And nothing happens after Orange Revolution. The answer is very simple. Many of politicians not interested to make changes in Ukraine. Because for many of them, politics, it's simple business. I give a very good example how politician can care about the people if he doesn't feel the problem of people. Explain how bad for old people, for how bad live pensioner, how difficult to live for simple people in, and to explain about reform. They sit in very expensive car and drive to very expensive villa where they live. Biggest point against this point fought everybody in Orange Revolution 2004. I was one of them, one of the million of people who was on the street. Also, I support the ideas to make a change. Nothing changed because the politician, if came to the power, don't want to change. They use the power for his private interest. And very painful for every Ukrainian to read the news as our country is most corrupt country in the world. If we can change the old situation, we can't, change situation with the corruption, if we can destroy corruption, we can build new countries. How prosecutor can be independent and make clear decision if he get 20,000-30,000 US dollar per year and drive with a car which cost 100,000, 200,000 US dollar? We talk about independence and how, which decision he will be bring clear independent decision or not. So many bad examples. I don't want to explain about these examples, just clear numbers. The population in Ukraine doesn't trust, people in Ukraine doesn't trust politician. More than 50% doesn't trust politician. More than 50% doesn't trust the government today. We can try and make so many things if we doesn't change whole structure, if we doesn't change people who don't want the official way move to European direction. They doesn't want to change situation inside the Ukraine because politics just straightway to work for pocket for every politician. So I want to explain very short example. 10 years ago, as I use 10 years ago, I very like to use this experience what I have I work as guide in Kyiv, make excursion for another people. I invite many people from the United States, from Germany, to show the one of the prettiest and oldest city in Europe. And I invite many business people. I am very happy if business people build the business in Ukraine, and Ukrainian build the business in west of Europe, in the United States, to make some, to be the bridge between the countries. And in one day, good businessman from Germany come to Ukraine and want to build, since it was 2002, want to build a business in Ukraine, explains this old city have problems with the cars because the streets are small and we need to build the infrastructure. We need to build an infrastructure in Ukraine, and they are ready to invest and make park building for parking underground or like skyscrapers, is high-level building, many-level building, parking building. We need for approval the papers running almost 6 months, 6 months everywhere in city council, in city council, try to collect all improvement for that. Nothing changed. In 6 months, my friend come to me and ask me, Vitalis, nothing changed, maybe you can help me to move this project. I talked to one of the people who was responsible for that. I tell him it's interest of city, it's interest of the country, it's investment for the country, it's interest of infrastructure, and we have to do with that. We was together, just two people. He told me, I understand that. It's interest of the country, city, infrastructure, where is my interest? And I understand you can spend months, years, drawing around and nothing changed because many politicians don't interested to make changes. I am very thankful for the people who share with me the vision. We, everybody, understand we have just one choice, to be European country, to build in Ukraine European value, and today, we 1.5 years ago, we built new party, UDAR. Today, we have 400 deputies. In we take a part in local election. We have 400 deputies. Today, we have very good support of people, because this main point, we doesn't have we don't have bad stories. We try to build our parties, and my friends tell me it's 10,000 people, the members of party is not so much. Yes, it's not so much, but it's not question of the numbers, it's much more important of quality of the people. The main point is a moral question for everyone. The second is professionalism. And today we were very active and we prepare for this election in next year. And election in next year will be a lackmus test for Ukrainian democracy. We hope today we party number four. If election will be tomorrow, we will be in parliament in Ukraine, and I hope we, I know we built fraction, and I hope together with another opposition leaders, we build big group, and hope we will be, we have a lot of power to make changes in Ukraine. I remember it's 20 years ago, we have a dream to build Ukraine, modern democracy, independent countries. The time goes so fast, like 1 minute. I know it's the next 20 years go exactly so fast like last 20 years. And I don't want in 20 years we will be talk again about time of missed opportunities. That's why we're very active in politics right now. We invest our time, energy, our vision, and we know Ukraine be European country. We European country already, geographically. We European country with our mentality, with our history, but we're far away from Europe with the life standards. And we want to be European country with life standards and to make our long year dream to build the standards. And that's why right now we invest so much time for that. That's why work for that, and I'm more than sure we make our dream true. I'm sorry, it's, actually that it will be much easier for me to take a question and give an answer. It's unusually to make a speech in English, especially I'm very nervous right now. Sorry for that. more nervous than before the fight. let's discuss. It will be much easier to make a conversation, question and answer. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for those opening comments. And I will agree, they say that when they do studies, they say one of the top two fears of human beings is to have to stand before a crowd and give a speech, and especially when you have to do it in a foreign language. Although I think, I'm not quite sure if I were in your shoes, I'd say that it's quite as bad as facing somebody who wants to take your championship away from you. Let me ask the first question, and then I will open up to the audience. I think you've described a vision of Ukraine as a modern, democratic European state, where politicians are guided by the interests of the people, by national interest, where corruption is minimized, where there's no longer wild capitalism, but a capitalism that's played by the rules. And I think if we go back 6 years ago, in Ukraine, after the Orange Revolution, there were these huge hopes, and it didn't work out. How do you mobilize that feeling that really, I think, energized Ukrainians in 2004? How do you do that in the context of a campaign leading to elections next year for the Rada that brings those votes out? And what will be the challenges that you face in doing that?
I tell the numbers of people who are very passive and don't support any politicians. They very disappoint from way where we go. Especially right now, the temperature in Ukraine coming up. It's more than 50% of population in Ukraine have protest mood. They ready to go to the street and defend by himself his rights. And anyway, old saying, the hope died last. And people have a hope. It will be changes. And that's why we talked to the people. We told we don't want to be armchair experts. From them depend nothing. Many people explain about the vision, explain about the way where we have to go, but nothing doing. And we're ready to work. And we know with, from armchair experts depend nothing, and just somebody who work, somebody who have a goal, somebody who have dream and vision can make dream true. And that's why we talk to many people. That's why it's every day more and more people coming to our party and support us. And our party have the best dynamic in Ukrainian politics because people trust us. We have good reputation, and we actually 5 years our party in city council in Kyiv, and we have good background. We never change our principle for the money or some proposal from the government. We support the interest of people who live in Kyiv, and that's why give to us so much trust. And today we have more than different numbers, but we have between 5 and 6 percent. If what's from population, if we go to the parliament, and I hope our political party take minimum 10% in next year, in election next year. And it's very important to have good support from the people, but much more important to defend our result. Old Soviet saying told it's not important how you what, it's much more important how you
count,
much more important how you count. And we have good experience since last election. In local election, we have in exit poll much better result than we get in reality. And that's why it's pretty strong, and life is fight. I know that very well, and you have to defend your vision, you have to defend your result, and just the way to be success.
Okay, great. Well, let's go ahead and open up the audience. If I could ask if you could wait till a microphone comes, and then state your name and affiliation, please.
Hello, Ala Rogers and Associates, hello. I'm very curious to know if you and your opposition colleagues in Ukraine, your allies, share the same vision on where the priority lies in reform strategically. Where would you and your allies begin the reforms?
Everybody talk about reforms. It's true. Ukraine need reforms. Which one? And how? How we need reforms? Yanukovych, the president of Ukraine, is the leader of a party of power, make reforms also. The beginning from reforms. The first step was tax reform. What is the party of power makes the reform from the top. They make reform from the top, put the reforms down. What happens? In a couple of days, whole country go to Maidan, go to the street, all small and middle business demonstrate against this reform, because this reform don't support the interest of the people. But they make reforms. Exactly the same reforms, pension reforms. We want to be European Union. We have to the same age to be the pensioner. But we forget the life standards in Ukraine and life standards in Europe, totally different. And also, the life term in Ukraine and Europe also totally different. It means not everyone, Ukrainian citizen, can feel what is mean pension reform because he doesn't reach the pension age. It's, reform. If you make a reform, you have to feel, as politician, you have to feel what people need. And because you work for the people, not for yourself, not just reform for the reform. And one very important question. Can we make reform or not? Yes. But main point, if we don't break the corruption circle in Ukraine, reform, it doesn't work. President Yushchenko tried to make reform also. All reform breaks, corruption breaks all reform, because the politician was not interested to do this reform, because politics is just instrument to make to make the money. We have a good example in Georgia, when as many people changed in a government and new people with good education come to government and make the vision true. And if we see the Georgia make good steps to reform steps. And in this way, we can repeat exactly the same. We can repeat exactly the same way. But first of all, the main point: we can't do a reform if we doesn't have it. If we not be inside the politic, for us the instrument how we can realize our ideas. Thank you for your question.
Frank Mannheim, George Mason University. Two questions. The first, is the present regime in Ukraine not interested in associating with the EU? And the second question is, would a model of disseminating information, in other words, in this country we also have problems when politicians throw out generalities, ideologies, fine-sounding words, and so forth. That doesn't really get you very far. What they need to do is get to the detail of the issues. Do you have a potential in Ukraine of approaching your campaign through disseminating information?
President of Ukraine announced, make an announcement, the priority for Ukraine. European values. We have to be European country. It's our direction. It's Europe. At the same time, it's not enough to make announcement. Speak about it, you have to do it, and write steps to European Union. We in Ukraine slide back from democracy. And it's total wrong direction. It's not direction to Europe. And that why we make announces one direction and moving in a total different way. And good examples, the court decision, the process against leader of opposition, Yulia Tymoshenko. One opposition leaders, and after that another one landing in jail. Every politician have to be responsible for his politician, to take politician responsibility for everything what he did, not crime responsibility. It's not democratic, not democratic way. It's a question for everybody. Who will be the next in jail? This can happen. We everybody, I mean Ukrainian, be the next in the jail if we still go in this direction. In second question, I'm sorry, I don't understand this. If we talk about one of the very important points of democracy, it's press freedom. And we doesn't have independent press. It's press in Ukraine depend of oligarch and media group who privatized. And that why to be independent and to make criticize and government from the press, it's not easy to be present in television or print press. The best way, what we did, talk directly. Many of the people right now don't believe on television, don't believe on press. Best way, talk to people. We speak with the people, explain our vision. And in this way, I use celebrity status. Many times it happens. People coming to the meeting as celebrity, to talk with a celebrity. It's like magnet. In local election, we have at the same time meetings with another politician in different places in the same city, and to our meeting come thousands of the people, to our opponents, just fear people. And but very important, the people have to come to meeting with the celebrity and leave from the meeting with politician message, from the meeting with political person. It's work. We have experience in last local election, and exactly the same way. We don't go, if we have a chance, we go to and make give our messages through press. If not, the best way, talk to people directly. Thank you for your question.
Good afternoon, Mr. Klitschko. My name is George Chepivsky, and I just wanted to follow up on the question that Ala Rogers had regarding reforms in Ukraine. If you were president today, what would be three specific concrete goals that you would have in trying to turn Ukraine around, and how would they specifically take apart the issues of corruption? Three specific concrete goals that you would have. Thank you.
Three? I give you four.
Even better.
First point, what we have in Ukraine what main value in democratic country is freedom and human. Main value in Ukraine is money. We have to change that. Second, unity of our country. Is a second point. Because many politicians try to use question and try to split our country. It's a question of nationality, it's a question of language, it's a question of religion. I tell to everyone in our meetings, it's not important which language you have, which language you talk in Ukraine, Russian or Ukrainian, or it's not important which nationality you have. We have more than 70 nationalities in Ukraine. It's not important which religion you have and which church you go. Much more important, you love this country or not. And it's second point, and unite the country. Верховенство права. It's number three, rule of law. Because in Ukraine we have separate, not everyone have одинакові права. Equal rights. It's not everyone have equal rights in Ukraine. And it's very important question, соціальна ринкова економіка. Social market economy also with equal rights for business people. It's four main questions for Ukraine. I can explain much more questions, but my personal opinion is four very important questions for Ukraine today. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Andriy Tsintsiruk. I'm with U.S. Ukraine Business Council. We are a trade association based here in Washington, D.C., and we work with U.S. companies that conduct business in Ukraine and invest in Ukraine. The question that I have for Mr. Klitschko, as Ukraine seeks foreign investment and seeks to reduce its energy dependence on Russia, what concrete steps do you recommend and you're going to undertake to guarantee that investors, foreign investors, particularly in energy trade, that come into Ukraine, that they have guarantees and their property rights, and especially, for example, recently Shell, U.S. company, invested $800 million in shale gas production in Ukraine. And there's a lot of rhetoric about energy reform in Ukraine. But there, foreign investors are concerned that they don't have guarantees that they will be making money in Ukraine. So what concrete steps do you recommend? Thank you.
It's very important to have very good relationship with all our neighbors countries. And it's not secret, Ukraine depend of energy of Russia. We don't have enough oil and gas in Ukraine, and we depend on exports and from Russia. But it's very important to build a relationship with our partners.
It's very important to build the relationship on mutually beneficial conditions.
Исходячи від наших від інтересів України.
Taking into consideration as a basis the interests of Ukraine.
What about investment climate? It's many investors. It's very simple. Before everyone invests the money for Ukraine, every investor. Simple question before he invests, how he takes the investment back. And for every investor, it's very important to invest the money for country with stable political and economical situation. And first point. And second point, it's very important to invest the money and have a guarantee and clear rules, fair rules in the country. We have a lot of examples. Big Western company want to invest big money for infrastructure in Ukraine. One of the example, a small example, I explain you, but I have a lot of huge, much bigger examples when the company, after a short period of time, tell, okay, I'm sorry, we're sorry, we wait a couple of years, maybe the climate, investor climate in climate in Ukraine will be better. And that's why it's to make, it's very important to make good, дуже важливо зробити інвестиційний клімат і зацікавити інвесторів вкладати гроші в Україну. Це перше. І по-друге,
it is very important to to get the interest of investors to invest in Ukraine and to attract the investments in Ukraine.
І зробити всі умови для того, щоб вони відчували надійність возврату цих інвестицій.
And create the conditions that they will be assured to receive their investment and to gain something from their investments.
It's main point why Ukraine doesn't have enough investment today. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, Chia Chen, business manager. Maybe we talk about you so can relax you and make you easier to express. Okay? Why do you move to political area? And then, why are you different from other politicians? And from your talk, you expect two big problems into the reform in Ukraine. One is corruption, and one is politicians are beyond the law. And how do you change that? Thank you.
Чому розрізняється друге питання? Where is the difference between us, our politician, and another politician, another political party in Ukraine? Very simple. Every political party in Ukraine built from top. If you see, it's one of oligarch or one of big investor invest the money, and we have a party of leadership in Ukraine. The difference between our party and another party. We build the party an example of West examples and from bottom. We united people of idea. It's not and to be very important to be independent, and politicians have to be to make independent decision. If some politician depend of some investor, what happens in Ukraine? That's why it's very simple. Politician in Ukraine support financial group. The financial group work for his interest, not of the interest of the country. And that's why we build our party from bottom and united the people of idea. And its main point why is it different between our movement, our party, and others. We starting to build platform of our party with and discuss with every member of our party. We make ми почали обговорення в партії уставу та програми.
We started to discuss our bylaws and the program within the party during the convention of the party.
А не спускали зверху.
And we did not put it from the top to the bottom.
Якщо люди розуміють, що ця партія відстоює їх інтереси, і вони мають вплив на рішення партії, і що вважаються з їх думкою, це сплощає людей.
If the people believe that their opinion counts and that they can express their opinion and it's taken into consideration, then that unites the party.
Do you tell him my first question?
Поговорити, саме перше було поговорити про вас спочатку.
Про мене?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I explain about chair experts. They is a lot, not just in Ukraine, in the United States, also somebody who make, explains the opinion, but from these people depend nothing. First point. Second point, є прислів'я, чи ти будеш займатися політикою, якщо ні, то політика займеться тобою.
There is a good saying, if you not, do not deal with politics, then the politics will deal with you.
And in my speech I explain, we built the country, last independent country, last 20 years. Time goes so fast. And it was like 1 minute. 1 minute more and next 20 years. And we talk again about time of missed opportunities. And we don't want to wait. We know we can make changes in our country. And we know the way about that I explain. We have to change. Ми повинні змінити відношення політиків до людей. І якщо ці політики не міняють відношення, ми повинні змінити політиків.
We have to change the politician attitude towards people. If that attitude doesn't change, then we have to replace the politicians.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you. It's Tim Baylow of the Royal Air Force, Great Britain. Since President Putin relinquished the presidency of Russia, we've seen a softening of relations between Europe and Russia. Ukraine has always sat politically and geographically in between the two. And with the return of Putin to the presidency, how do you think that will directly affect the defense policy and focus of the Ukraine in the next 10 years?
I talk Ukrainian. Росія дуже важливий наш сусід з востоку.
Russia is a very important neighbor on the east.
Ми маємо дуже тісні зв'язки з Росією.
We have very close ties with Russia.
Також Росія має дуже тісні відносини з Україною.
Russia in its turn has very great, very close ties with Ukraine.
І ми розуміємо, що інтереси Росії в тому, щоб ці відносини з Україною покращувати.
And we understand that the Russian Federation is interested in improving the relationship with Ukraine.
Одне прислів'я, яке я чув декілька днів тому, гласить таке.
I heard a saying a few days ago. It goes as follows.
Росія без України, з Україною це європейська країна.
Russia with Ukraine is a European country.
Без України це азіатська країна.
Without Ukraine it's an Asian country.
Ми повинні будувати наші відносини з нашим сусідом, виходячи з інтересів в першу чергу. України.
We have to build the relationship with our neighbors, taking into consideration first and foremost our Ukrainian interests.
Також на партнерських основах.
And also taking into consideration the partnership relationship between us.
Do you think that changes with Putin coming back as president?
Я впевнений в тому, на сьогоднішній Путін був президентом.
Putin has been a president before.
Ми мали нормальні, непрості стосунки.
We had a normal, not very simple relationship with Russia.
До сьогоднішнього дня ми знаходили компроміси в наших стосунках.
So far we were able to find compromises in our relations.
І я впевнений, що ці компроміси ми зможемо знаходити і в майбутньому.
And I'm confident that we will be able to find compromise in the future.
Good afternoon. My name is Yuri Matsiyevsky. I represent Ostroh Academy in Ukraine and here I am Fulbright scholar at Cannon Institute. One of the major questions in Ukraine is the status of opposition. And it is easily it is easy to unite against the current dictator, I would say. But this is, if the question arises before the 12-15 election, how would you relate with other leaders like Rutsenko, Yatsenyuk, Kirilenko? I believe you are already thinking about this question. So how do you relate with other opposition leaders, and will you run for the presidency in 2015?
На сьогоднішній день рано говорити про президентські вибори 15-го року, тому що президентські вибори у нас відбулись тільки в минулому році.
As of today, it is hard to talk about the presidential election of 2015, since just recently we had a presidential election.
Що стосується стосунків з опозиційними лідерами?
As to our relationship with the opposition leaders.
Ми звертаємось до них і говоримо, що ми будемо об'єднуватись, але ми повинні об'єднуватись біля дій, але не біля лозунгів.
And we talk with them and we talk about uniting our forces, but we have to to unite around the actions, not around the slogans.
Ми координуємо наші дії і наші активності.
We coordinate our activities and our actions.
Hi, Mr. Klitschko. The name is Georgi Panayotov. I'm representing the Embassy of Bulgaria here in Washington, D.C. Although delivered in a foreign language, I can assure you that your speech was quite moving, for it was sincere and it was obvious that it was the words were coming from inside of your heart. And I think that the Ukrainian voters will take this fact into consideration. And here comes my question. Today's leadership of Ukraine declared that the country will not enter any military alliances. Is Udar Party going to change that track? Or, in other words, are you going to apply for a NATO membership? Thank you.
В першу чергу, на сьогоднішній день питання участі України в НАТО чи ні також сприймається населенням України неоднозначно.
As of today, the people of Ukraine have different opinion about the membership in NATO.
Частина населення підтримує це, частина ні.
Part of the population support the membership, the other part does not.
Я впевнений в тому, що спільна що зараз спільна співпраця з альянсами нам повинна бути і
As of now, I'm confident that we have to have partnership relationship with the alliance.
Спільна стратегія зараз одну хвилинку. Спільна стратегія захисту інтересів країни повинна бути, і в цьому напрямку ми повинні
We have to have the joint strategy for defending our country.
Співпрацювати, ми співпрацюємо, але не вступаємо до цього альянсу. Це питання до нас в Україні ще залишається відкритим.
Thus we understand that we have to have cooperation with the alliance, but at this point we are not talking about the membership yet.
Yaro Bihun from the Ukrainian Weekly. You mentioned in passing the yesterday's news about the Yuri Tymoshenko conviction and all, but nobody asked the question specifically and directly. Would you go into that in more detail? Exactly how do you react to that? When, what does it mean? And what will the effects be in the future?
Uh, I told it's the process, it's a slide back democracy development in Ukraine. It's not question of Yulia Tymoshenko. It's a question of the rules. Which rules work in Ukraine? It's no question, it's a bad example, and it's right now Ukrainian government try to find not painful exit from this situation.
Can I follow up on, do you think they will find, and I mean, 4 weeks ago, I was at a conference in Yalta, and people were saying there's a way out. The Rada will vote and will remove this section of the criminal code under which Tymoshenko has been charged, and that'll make the trial go away. But it hasn't gone away, and it seems like there's a saying, when you're in a hole, stop digging. And it seems like yesterday Ukraine dug itself a bit deeper into the hole. So do you think at some point the government will find a way to resolve this issue?
We hope the government finds a way. Right now, it's the question which exit we find it, and it's one of them, decriminalization of the case against Tymoshenko. It's right now the big discussion between the experts, which way we find is the government in Ukraine finds, which way the government in Ukraine fight to go to find the exit from this situation, and one of them is the decriminalization of this case.
Hi, I'm Louis Vodanik from the Open World Leadership Center at the Library of Congress. My question has to do with the upcoming election laws that are expected. What's your vision as a political party for your desire for either party list, single mandate districts, party list based on regional representation, or party list, straight party list? How do you envision the new election, expected election law, and what's your party's position about that?
Мы выступаем за смешанную систему с открытыми списками.
We are for...
Пропорциональную систему с открытыми списками.
We are for a proportional, for a proportional system with an open list.
Повинны, избиратели повинны знати, хто стоїть в цих списках.
The voters have the right to know and should know who is on the list.
Тому що вже багато разів ставалось, люди голосують за партію, і вони не знають, хто стоїть, і керівництво партії всовує туди людей, які не мають жодного відношення до політики, до інтересів людей, які вони повинні відстоювати.
It happened many times that people were voting for a party, not knowing who is on the list, and then by accident some people got on the list who had nothing to do with the party, and people had no idea how they voted for those people who got on the list from that party and have nothing to do with their politics.
Ми з великим задоволенням хотіли би побачити, ми говоримо про новий виборчий закон, але, на жаль, на сьогоднішній день ми ще ніхто не мав можливості з ним ознайомитись.
We are talking about the draft of the election law, but unfortunately, as of today, nobody had a chance to read the text of the law, of the proposed law.
Thank you. Next question.
Mr. Klitschko, my name is Alexa Chepivska. I'm a journalist, and up until recently I was based in Kyiv for 2 years. You mentioned that one of the most important character traits for a politician in Ukraine is to truly love Ukraine. Can you name one or two politicians from the highest levels who truly love Ukraine? And does Yulia Tymoshenko love Ukraine?
Uh, I'm more than sure is every politician love Ukraine. It's a question which love.
Clearly he's gaining political skills here and knows which questions to sidestep.
Sergey Kudelia at George Washington University. One of the big debates now in Ukraine and in Europe is what to do with the association agreement that is about to be signed in December. And some say that irrespective of what happened to Tymoshenko, irrespective of yesterday's court decision on Tymoshenko, that EU should go forward with the signing of the association agreement with Ukraine because it's a very important stepping stone and it will give incentive then to push for political change within Ukraine. Others, some in opposition, say that EU should punish Yanukovych for not fulfilling his obligations and that they should boycott the signing and that the agreement should not be signed. What's your position on this issue?
I'm more than sure accession agreement brings Ukraine much more closer to Europe. It will be a very important step to be a European country. For Ukraine, but right now, after case against Tymoshenko, after decision from yesterday, it's all members of European Union told about sanction against Ukraine. I told for everyone of politician which we meet, please, it's make a sanction. Not against Ukraine, not against Ukrainian population. If you make a sanction against the people who make unfair decision, who are responsible for decision, who support slide back from democracy in Ukraine, the people have to be responsible for that. And we, Ukrainians, were afraid to take isolation and to be in exactly the same position like Belarus. And if we talk about sanction, please don't make the sanction for against Ukraine and Ukrainian population. But I'm more than sure this association agreement is very important for Ukraine. But right now, we know the Czech Republic what again that. And the question is will be or not, or maybe it's is a question of the time when Ukraine signed that. Thank you for the question.
Hi, Sharon Lazage, Georgetown University. First of all, thank you for joining us today. We're very interested in hearing the sorts of changes and developments that we would like to see in Ukraine. And I have to say, my students from Ukraine would be incredibly jealous that I'm here seeing you today. My question, again, deals with corruption, not at the top echelons of the parties, but at the lower level, at local communities. So what I'd like to know is what institutional changes you would like to make at a local level to curb corruption.
If I right understand your question, it's you talk about to fight against corruption, not high level, it's bottom level. It's not it's impossible to destroy corruption there, and not it's actually we have to recharge whole system. What about corruption? It's important. It's impossible to win. To make good result in some part of Ukraine or some level against corruption, not to break whole corruption system. But all corruption system, it's just one way to reload whole system, to change the people who pretty long time stay and responsible for decision in Ukraine. They very interested to work for his own interest in Ukraine, and the politic for this politician is simple business. First, it's very important to use anti-corruption law. We everybody talk about that, but it doesn't work. Its main point is the moral aspect of the people who make decision in politics. Without that, the way to destroy corruption in Ukraine is pretty long. Good saying. Fox. Може змінити шубку, але характер ніколи.
The fox can change its fur, but not the character or the personality.
It's mean many people tell, okay, we are not corrupt. I give a good example. This many of politicians have income of 10, 20,000, 30,000 US dollar and live, use his watch for 50,000 and drives a car, it cost 100,000 and it's nobody ask what from the money. It's no ask, is this the same people tell, okay, we're not corrupt, we live with clear rules. But I tell this very famous saying, the fox can change his fur, but character never. I mean about reload all system. And it's very good example. It's very good result. Take it Georgia and in the fight against corruption. Thank you for your question.
Hello, my name is Nathan Hubbard. I represent the U.S. Army. I just had a quick question based on some of the experiences we have here in the United States. With our current entitlement financial issues, how, as an emerging politician, do you overcome the political inertia to make promises? How do you overcome the desire to make yourself popular with the population by making promises that have long-term repercussions?
I explain about numbers, how many Ukrainians don't believe in politicians. These numbers is big. More than 50% doesn't support politician and doesn't support any politician party, doesn't trust the government. And why it happens? Because a politician explain and promise a lot. We bring our program to the people. We have good reputation. We doesn't have some bad background. And we have a chance. You can... Ти можеш обманути один тільки один раз.
You can only trick somebody once.
One more time.
You can trick somebody only once.
You can trick somebody only once. And actually, we have good reputation, and we're very careful with that. We promise to people to do it that, and we explain which goal we have, what we can do, and what we can change, and. Actually, we have huge credit for the people about the pretensions or support our party. I explained before, and we give everything, never lose our credit, and to promise to make our all promises what we give in reality. Thank you.
Okay, last question here.
Hello, Sofia Kovalchuk, U.S. Ukraine Foundation. In your speech, you told that you support your Ukraine integration to European Union, but at the same time, you also support Ukraine's friendly relations with Russia. In your opinion, if Ukraine will choose a path towards European Union, how could you manage to keep relations with Russia friendly? Thank you.
We have good relationship and have to build good relationship not just with Russia, with every country, a neighbor of Ukraine. And Yes, of course. We build relationship in the ground of взаимных відносин і інтересів.
Mutual interest, based on our mutual interest.
And based of natural interest. And to try find the compromise with every partner. It's just simple way how we can build relationship also with every country neighbor of Ukraine.
Yeah, but in your opinion, what kind of compromises that could be?
It's compromises in any questions. And political compromises is we have ми повинні відходити тільки від інтересів нашої країни.
We should take into consideration the interest of our country first of all and foremost.
Ці компроміси ми можемо знаходити як в політичній площині, так в інших площинах, включає економічні стосунки.
We can find compromises in all areas including political areas or economic relations.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's 3:30 and we do have a rule of ending right on time, but I think we've covered a lot of ground. It's clear that you have mastered a lot of issues both on domestic and foreign policy, but let me ask the audience to join me in thanking Mr. Klitschko for his appearance today.
To end, I want to thanks for everyone who come to discussion. And I'm so sorry, I was so nervous before my speech. I'm really, it was much more nervous than before the fight. I have a dream. In one day, Ukraine will be... I explained the story yesterday, and I want to repeat the story today. It's 1986, perestroika time in Soviet Union. It's a group of boys after the school watching TV, and it was broadcast to Soviet Union. Unusual things, heavyweight fight in heavyweight division professional boxing, but professional boxing was forbidden in the Soviet Union. It was youngest heavyweight in history, holding world title behind above his head. It was Mike Tyson. And one of the boys, small, he was 14 years old, very skinny, told, in one day I will be world champion and I take this title away. And all friends starting to kidding. Everybody smile and kidding him and making jokes about him. The small boy was me.
And they don't kid you anymore.
You know what? Everybody who kidding me, everybody who make jokes, don't know. I have good memory. I memorize everyone. And 16 years later, I invite everyone who make a joke about me, who smile, to restaurant. I bring the bag with me and take from the bag exactly the same belt what holding above the head Mike Tyson put on the table and tell, you remember this day you make jokes, you don't believe on me. And everybody tell, yes, of course, but nobody thinks the boy from our class, from our school, can be a heavyweight champion of the world. Why I explain the stories? It's very important to have a dream. It's much more important not just have a dream, to work pretty hard in this way and make your dream true. It's not easy way. It's maybe it's cost a lot of energy, years of work. But anyway, if you want very much, you make your dream true. Why explain the story? I have a dream. Ukraine to be European Union. not just geographically, with the standards of life. We continue to talk about huge potential what have Ukraine. It's a beautiful country, it's gas-friendly people, and we, everybody Ukrainian, want to live in a country with world standards of life. I have a dream, and I'm very thankful for all people who support us and give us support to make our dream, our Ukrainian dream true. I know it's not easy way. I know it's cost a lot of power, but we not just dream, we do it a lot for that. And I'm more than sure we make our dream true. Thank you very much for your time. And I hope you shall see you soon.